This is the sixth chapter of part 4, Poetic Forms. Name of the chapter, The Ballad. The ballad is a short story in verse told lyrically. It is a primitive form of poetry that comes spontaneously of the folk literature. It is considered the oldest and most universal form of poetry. It was transmitted orally from one generation to another and exists almost in all literatures. The term ballad is derived from the Italian ballare, meaning dance, that enables to form an assumption that originally this lyrical story would have been sung with dance. Main characteristics. Number 1. The ballad generally deals with the elemental passions, love, hatred, pity, and jealousy. It may be a tale of adventure, fighting, and valor. Its themes are religious, political, amoristic, comic, or tragic. The commonest ballad theme is tragic love of a sensational and violent turn. Incest and other domestic crimes are surprisingly common. Number 2. It is written in the ballad measure, a quatrain of which the first and third lines are iambic tetrameter and the second and fourth lines are iambic trimeter. Only the second and fourth lines rhyme. Here is a typical quatrain from Coleridge's The Ancient Mariner. The sun came up upon the left, out of the sea came he, and he shone bright, and on the right went down into the sea. Number 3. It is a dramatic and deals with deeds rather than thoughts. The story usually starts without any introduction at its crucial moment. The emphasis is on a single line of action. Number 4. There is no time in ballad for careful delineation of character or for extensive research into psychological motives and passions. The setting and time are not dealt elaborately. Number 5. It is impersonal. The narrator never expresses his own feelings and subjective attitude. If any comments are made, they are broad, general, and detached. There may be an I in a ballad, but the singer does not forget that he is speaking on behalf of the public. Number 6. The method and style of the ballad are characterized by extreme simplicity, straightforwardness, directness, and rapidity of narration. Number 7. The language is plain, containing fixed expression. A small stock of epithets and adjectives are used in all the ballads. There are a few telling figures of speech, but without any self-conscious strain. Number 8. Certain archaic word, archaic words are used to create an atmosphere of medievalism. But sometimes these words appear to be crude and sometimes energetic. Number 9. It has a refrain. Generally, the same lines are repeated from stanza to stanza. It may appear to be merely decorative, but it is not so. Repetition increases an emotional effect in the readers. An example is cited from Coleridge's The Ancient Mariner. Water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, not any drop to drink. Number 10. It usually breeds an air of supernaturalism, magic and mystery. Kinds of ballad. 1. The traditional or popular ballad. 2. The modern or literary ballad. The popular ballad. The popular ballad is one of the earliest forms of poetic art. It has been existing for ages, transmitting orally from one generation to another. Its authorship is either unknown or long forgotten. Relics of Ancient English Poetry is the first collection of English popular ballads edited by Bishop Percy in 1765. Some other scholarly collections are Francis J. Child's English and Scottish Ballads and Bertrand H. Bronson's The Traditional Tunes of the Child Ballad. The Literary Ballad. The Literary Ballad is an effort to imitate the traditional ballad with certain basic conventions by the modern poets. Though it is inspired by the models of the popular ballad, yet it is not a sheer imitation and artificial reproduction of the popular ballad. It has its own originality, naturalness, refinement, and artistic style. Sir Walter Scott's Eve of St. John, Kingsley's The Sands of Dee, Longfellow's The Wreck of Hesperus, Rossetti's Stretton Water, Morey's Shameful Death, and Tennyson's The Revenge are literary ballads. But Coleridge's The Ancient Mariner and Keats' La Bella Dame Sans Merci are supposed to be the finest literary ballads. This chapter is now over. Thank you.